your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Staff at British Steel and civil servants are expected to begin work on preventing the permanent shutdown of Britain's last blast furnaces later on this morning. The company was taken over by the government on Saturday. It needs to obtain raw materials to keep Scunthorpe's plant operating. Rich Petchy works there.
We've seen the decline, certainly with the quality of materials and everything like that. There is a lot of investment that needed in the plant to bring it up to modern standards, really, but we operate well.
Residents evacuated after a fatal explosion on a terrace street in Nottinghamshire have spent a second night away from their homes. It happened in Worksop on Saturday evening. On Sunday, emergency workers found the body of a man in his 50s beneath the wreckage. A 25-year-old man's due before magistrates in Northern Ireland later after being charged over the stabbing of a teenager. The victim suffered wounds to his face and head during an attack at Newcastle in County Down on Friday. It's being claimed nearly half of the teachers in England have seen a fall in the number of permanent colleagues over the last year. The National Education Union says they've reported a rise in empty posts or jobs being filled on a temporary basis. And in sport, Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy has made history by winning the Masters Golf Tournament for the first time. He beat England's Justin Rose during a playoff after both of them finished the final round on 11 under par. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Monday, if this is you just surfacing, Bill Overton on Classic FM, our time for the Hall of Fame. A new countdown this Friday. For now, these all from the top half of the current chart.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
We'll be right back.
Beethoven improve on his 11 entries in Classic FM's Hall of Fame. We only have a few more days to wait to find out. One of the five symphonies included in the top 300 chart, the Eroica, there we heard the third movement performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra. My Hall of Fame three this morning, all from the top half of the current top 300. Handel's Water Music, suite number two, gave us the hornpipe played by Les Musiciens de Louvre. And now Arvo Pärt. This has been steadily climbing the Classic FM Hall of Fame inside the top 50 last year. Who knows what comes next? Thank you. Daniel Hope playing violin, accompanied there by the pianist Jacques Amon. Avo Pertz, Spiegel im Spiegel, completing my Hall of Fame 3 and 3, a particular favourite of Dan Walker's, it so happens. That piece, he'll be here with the Hall of Fame hour at 9 o'clock this morning. Music from Carmina Burana and De Fledermaus will feature. Not bats, but two little rescue dogs. Peg and Dot will feature along with Dan Walker's Dog Walker just before 7 o'clock this morning. If you're listening, then he'll be playing a suitable bit of music for the daily walkies. Dan Walker here from 6:30 this morning on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Jauntiness of William Grant Still's Symphony No. 4, third movement, played there by the Fort Smith Symphony Orchestra, preceded by Stravinsky from the Firebird. We heard the Princess's Round Dance. That was the Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra. Bill Overton here on Classic FM, April 14th, celebrating a birthday today. If you are in your culture club, the Oscar-winning actress Julie Christie turning 85. Two cellists celebrating today. Julian Lloyd Webber is 74, Elisa Wallerstein 43, soprano Barbara Bonney turning 69, and Adrian Brody, who won his second Oscar this year. For The Brutalist is 52. Many happy returns to all of them, and to you if it is your big day. It's Monday, so let's start things easy. from Finzi's Five Bagatelle. That was the Forlana played by Emma Johnson on clarinet, along with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Classic FM Monday morning, my one for the road before Lucy gets in for something in sync with the wedding season gearing up, if you're making plans or you're fielding invites. Before that, the Voice of Calm. Voices, I should say. We're going to hear the Tenebrae Choir next.
Classic FM.
I'm Taz. I've been part of the dental hygiene therapy team here at Darwood & Tanner for nearly 20 years. At Darwood & Tanner, we know the importance of ongoing maintenance and long-term care. This is a crucial part of our dental implant treatments, so you can be sure we're here to keep you smiling for many years to come.
A team of dental experts second to none, armed with the very latest in dental implant knowledge, technology, and techniques. Visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
There to make the prospect of Monday morning a little easier on the soul. William Walton's Henry V Suite, music from that performed by the English Chamber Orchestra under Daniel Baron Boyman. Just before it, suitably for Holy Week, the Tenebrae Choir under the direction of Nigel Short, Allegri's Miserere. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. Lucy Coward is back from a break with us very soon, but my one for the road coming before that, a Smetana comic opera. Confusion, twists, turns, lots of dancing to start the working week with a smile. Here comes the overture to The Parted Bride. The Bartered Bride, Smetana, the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra playing there the overture. So if wedding season's back on, that means the rain's on the way. April showers forecast, sorry, but it is Easter week. We should expect it. Dan Walker's Classic FM Breakfast starts here 6:30. Lucy Cowd is back first with you next. I'm Bill Overton. Thanks for listening. She has some Andrea Bocelli singing very soon. More from me very first thing tomorrow. Have an excellent Monday.
Classic FM.
You are not an egg. You should not be put in a box. But when it comes to retirement advice, that's how some people get treated. Put in a one-size-fits-all box. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We work with you to create a personalised retirement plan. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back and my chest feels weird and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
On your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Work will begin later on preventing the closure of the country's last two remaining blast furnaces at British Steel in Scunthorpe. Managers and civil servants are facing a race against time to stop them going out and ensuring the site has enough raw materials. The government took control of the plant on Saturday. The Independent's chief political commentator, John Rentall, says British Steel has had a turbulent history.
It's been nationalised and denationalised so many times. It is a story of Britain's industrial decline. And, you know, in many respects, we've just accepted that. But steel, we still sort of hanker for those days when Britain was a manufacturing powerhouse. It's interesting that there's still some political mileage to be made from pretending that we are.
A committee of MPs investigating the summer rioting connected to the Southport attacks says it can find no evidence of so-called two-tier policing. A report from the Home Affairs Committee says police handled the demonstrations and violence entirely appropriately. Residents evacuated after a fatal explosion on a terrace street in Nottinghamshire have spent a second night away from their homes. On Sunday, emergency workers found the body of a man beneath the wreckage after it happened in Worksop on Saturday. And there are warnings that drivers will face a hat trick of hold-ups during the end of the week. The RAC says traffic around the UK will increase dramatically because the bank holiday weekend coincides with the end of the Easter school holidays in many areas. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And here we are. It is Monday again. Never fear, I'm back with early breakfast. Welcome along to a brand